So for those of you that may not know who I am, my name is Lance Cottridge, and I get the privilege and the honor today of filling in for Pastor Jim as he's taking a little time to be with his family. And my role here at the church is to plant out of the church, and I'm very, we're excited about it. But today, we're not here to talk about that, right? We're here to talk about the Word and God's Word. And I find it interesting that today is Pentecost, and as we're talking about what happened on that day in Acts, when I was writing the sermon, I completely blocked it out, but how God works is He weaves it in, right? And so you may be like, oh, that's not a normal Pentecost service. You're right. And for those that know me or have gotten to know me a little bit, you know that I'm not your normal preacher. But I just ask you, like, if I make a joke, it's okay to laugh, okay? It's okay to holler back, like, amen, okay? But keep it under wraps, okay? I know you're a little rowdy over here, okay? So, all right, well, hey, before we dive in, I just want to say, I want to ask a question. How many of us here today would say that you're a fisherman? Like, you know, the old school. Okay. Only a couple. Really? There we go. Come on. All the extroverts put their hands up. All the introverts were like, eh, maybe. So I'm, say what? Skipping church. Well, hey, if you're out fishing, I hope you're listening to a live stream. God's in the boat with them, right? So I would consider myself a novice fisherman. I go and I feed fish. I don't catch anything. I feed them. And my wife and I, my wife's dad is he loves fishing. He loves going out, and he'll sit there for hours and hours. And I'm like, that's great. Like, when's lunch? Right? And he's like, well, we're going to catch lunch. And I'm like, that's great. I don't eat fish. So where's my cheeseburger, right? And but it's funny how we throw out constantly, right? And then you reel it in. And I'll never forget, I was out with my boys. And about a year ago, and we went to my buddy's pond, and we're out there. My littlest son, Jackson, who's in fifth grade, he has this little Lightning McQueen fishing pole. That's how mature I am, right? I'm like, dude, get the cute one. And so he's just throwing this thing out, right? And it's barely going out. I'm like, all right, man, you just keep throwing. Well, all of a sudden, he's like hooking it, and I'm like, man, that is like pulling him. And he's like fighting with all his strength, and he's little, so he doesn't have a whole lot. So he pulls in this big old catfish, and it's like, you know, a good fisherman story, right? It's like, you know, 7 feet long. But it was probably, you know, like 2 or 3 feet. But I'm like, good night, man. Like, I'm surprised that thing didn't snap. But I was reminded of, like, the constant motion of throwing out and reeling in. Throwing out and reeling in. And I don't know if you're like me, but I often think of that as our faith. We dive into the Word. We reel it in. Okay, God, what are you speaking to me? How are you working on me? Throw it out. Read the Word. God, what are you speaking to me? How are you teaching me? And as I was thinking about that this week, I was like, okay, Lord, like, I'm supposed to preach. It's Thursday. What do you want? And he just kept reminding me of fishermen. I'm like, that's great. Everybody's heard the story of the calling of the disciples, right? If you're a believer, you've probably heard of it. But today we're going to talk about it. And it's interesting to me, and I find it fascinating that as I'm sitting there thinking about fishermen, watching my fishing poles take up space in my garage, like, okay, Lord, what are you going to say? What are you going to do? And when we're talking about our faith, I think that as Christians and as Christ followers, we throw our lines out, right? Hey, I love to pray with you. Hey, can I tell you about Jesus? Hey, you know, you're going through a hard time. I would love, like, God is doing this in my life. Can I tell you about it? And then what happens? Eventually, the Spirit starts working. The Holy Spirit, right, starts working. And all of a sudden, you get it. The hook sets in. And the Spirit's like, I got him. Let's roll. You reel them in, and then you bring them in discipleship. You talk with them. You love it on them, right? So today, I just want to look at a couple different passages, right? We're going to look today in Matthew. We're going to look at the first passage here. It's going to be talking about the calling of the first disciples. So if you flip your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 4, and if you don't have your Bibles with you, it's not a problem. We put it on the screen because, like any good pastor, sometimes I don't put it in my notes. So I'm going to use it as much as, you know, other people. So don't feel bad. Please use the screens. So It says this: one day as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting their nets, and they're casting their net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Okay, I love that. They were fishermen. And what happens? Jesus says, come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people. Or another translation says, or I'll make you fishers of men. At once, they left their nets and followed him. A little further up the shore, he saw two brothers, again, I love this two by two, right? Throwing it back to Noah. James and John sitting in a boat with their father Zebedee, repairing their nets. And he called to them too. They immediately followed him, leaving the boat and their father behind. See, I find it interesting for me because of their swift action, right? Jesus is walking along the shore and he's like, yo, you in the boat with the no hair, coming out. Follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. And they're like, cool, let's go. How many of you guys, if someone walked down the road and was like, hey, come follow me, we're going to go fishing for men. You look at me and be like, dude, you're nuts. Like, I don't know what you've been doing, but I got a job, I like my job, provides my family, like, we're good. But what they do, they immediately left, swift into action. And brings my first point of when God calls, we move. When God calls, we move. I love it because when he's calling the disciples, this is when Jesus' ministry first starts. And he's talking about how, in the passage right before, how the Gentiles have seen the light and how God is starting to preach, and how Jesus is starting to preach, repent from your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near. These fishermen may have heard who Jesus was, right? They may have heard of this man who's prophesying, who's talking, like, nah, kind of weird dude, right? Like, they would have known John the Baptist, dude in the wilderness, eating locusts and honey. That's weird, but hey, I mean, I like meat, but not locust meat. I don't know about you. It is what it is. So they would have heard about some man coming, and they would have known, possibly growing up, about some Messiah, right? The Jewish people were always talking about the Messiah's coming. Messiah's coming, right? Oh, we can't wait for him to come. And then this guy walks by and says, come, I'm going to make you fishers of men. And they move into action. See, I think it's that they saw something different in Jesus. That they saw him walking in a different way that they may have never seen someone else walk. And I find it interesting for me because I often wonder, am I reflecting that in my life? Am I walking different to where people go, that dude's different. Not in a bad way, right? Like, that dude's different. Stay away from him. I mean, so I was going to make a joke there, but I didn't want to hurt. Nothing but love. Nothing but love, Jay. This is why you don't sit in the front row. And your dad's not here to defend you, so it's great. If you're watching a live stream, my phone's on Do Not Disturb, so I won't get your text. But he's walking different. He's walking different. So his disciples, they're casting out their nets into the water. They're trying to catch some fish. And I love this because there's a scene in The Chosen to where we get to see Jesus just walk up to this man named Peter and say, hey, man, can I use your boat? He's like, yeah, dude, that's fine. Hop in my boat. And Jesus preaches from the boat, and they were out all night fishing, and they caught nothing. And then Jesus says, hey, just throw your nets to the other side. And Peter's like, okay. Throws the other side, and all of a sudden the boat's capsizing because they have so much fish. And I think that's what God wants to do with all of us. You've been trying to reach people, right, with the gospel. You've been trying to love on people well. You've been praying for people to come to know Christ for years, possibly. I know for me and my family, I've been praying for my dad to return to Christ for years. And I sit there every week and I talk to him like, man, Jesus loves you. Let's talk about it. No, I'm good. And I think that soon here in our world today, we're going to see that harvest. That we are going to be moved into action like the fishermen to go out even furthermore and to reach people with the gospel. So when God calls, we have to move. We have to move. Now, I want us to understand that Jesus is calling ordinary men. He's not calling the high priest to follow him, right? So for some of you in here today, and I'm going to pick on the men because we're men and, you know, we're men, right? And but for some of us men, like, how seriously are we taking our faith? Are we leading our families well? Are we showing and modeling what Jesus calls us to do? Are we moving into action with what he's called us to do? And I'll be the first one to say, I haven't always done that. My wife, who's not here today, unfortunately, she'll attest to it. Man, I didn't lead well early on. But God got a hold of me, and I had to go. I moved into action. See, today Jesus is calling to us all, saying, come and follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Come and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. When we start talking to people and we start fishing for people and fishing for men, things get messy. Men, things get messy. We're people, right? I don't know about, maybe I'm the only one, but like my life, whew, it can get messy real quick. Really quick. And you often sit there and go, okay, God, really? Or you look at someone and you say, God, you really want me to talk to them? Really? This week I had the pleasure and the honor of sitting with a homeless lady. 6:30 in the morning, I'm going out on my prayer walks around Cadillac and just praying, and God, may you send someone. And sometimes you're like, God, may you send someone, but not that one. Ooh, not that one. I'm going to turn this way, not that person, right? Like, and God was like, sit with her and talk. So I'm just sitting with this lady. I'm like, hey, this may sound weird. Like, forgive me, but I'm a weird dude. It's great. Here's some McDonald's. I got a McDonald's. That's my like intro. Like, I'm a fat guy. I like food. So I'm like, hey, here's some food. Let's talk. While you're eating, that way, you know, they can't talk back. It's a wonderful tool. I'm kidding. But I'm sitting there talking with her, and I'm like, ma'am, like, this may sound weird, and forgive me. And it's awkward. I'm like, I just feel like God told me to just give you breakfast and to tell you that he loves you and he sees you. He loves you and he sees you. I said, I don't know what that means for you today. And maybe it means nothing, and you're like, thanks for the free breakfast. That's all I need. But her words back were, thank you. Because as I sleep here every night, I watch cars drive by, and I feel invisible. I feel like nobody loves me, nobody cares about me. Because if they did, I wouldn't be here. Ooh, enjoy your McDonald's. Right? Like, I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am. We started talking, and just, she goes to a church in Cadillac, she attends it, and, but man, it, how often do we see people, we walk by them, and we think that, well, they're good, I don't need to talk to them, and you feel that nudge, talk to them, but we don't. Now, I want you to know this, though, because I'm not here to convict or condemn, but if God was calling me to talk to Jeremy, I'd be like, hey, Jeremy, I know you're out mowing lawns, and I know you're doing stuff, but let's go talk. But sometimes I may not want to, right? And there's grace in that. God sees our hearts. God knows our hearts. So if you are feeling any sort of like, oh, man, I knew I should talk to that person, I want you to know that God still loves you. He's still going to use you. He still cares for you. I want us to now fast forward, and this is our faith into action part, right? And we're going to look here in the book of Acts. So flip with me in your Bibles to now the book of Acts chapter 10. And once again, it'll be on the screen. And we're going to look at verses 34 through 43. And this is something I was like, man, this is so good, right? And it says this, then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the ones who fear him and does what is right. He accepts everybody, right? No favoritism. You know the message of God sent to the people of Israel according to the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened through the providence of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, that baptism is talking about Jesus. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit in power. And how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testified about him, and that everybody who believes in him receives forgiveness of their sins through his name. It's a lot. I know I'm not a great reader. But what I want to point out is this. We see a man named Peter, and he's talking, man, and he's saying, I see that there's no favoritism. Sometimes in our walk, we may be like, man, God only chooses, you know, the goody-two-shoes, right? Maybe sometimes we felt that. I know in high school, I felt that at times. I'm like, man, God only chooses certain people. And believe it or not, I was leading a prayer group in my high school while thinking these things. That's how messed up I am, right? Forgive me for that. But God, Jesus accepts everybody. It doesn't matter who we are, he accepts us all. And he calls us all to preach with the power of the Holy Spirit, who Jesus is and about Jesus. Now you may be saying, that's great. I don't like public speaking. That's fine. You don't need to public speak. That's great. We need an ambulance. Right? You're witnessing to people in the ambulance. How are you taking care of them? How you're talking to them? How you show them love and dignity? Last night, I unfortunately had to see that with my sister. Got in an accident, ambulance. She's fine, though. But the love and the dignity that those EMTs showed. How you witness in your workplace. Maybe you're an accountant. People walk in and they go, man, my finances are a mess. Help me. Oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Right? How we treat people is how we preach to people. If we can show them the love of God by our actions, if we can show them who Christ is, by loving them well. That's how we change the world. You see, Jesus, when he got baptized by John the Baptist, we see this amazing thing happen. And he's baptized and comes back up. And then we see, and it's not in my notes or scriptures, but we see this thing that it says, it ascended on him like a dove. It ascended on him like a dove. The Holy Spirit ascended like a dove. Now, I find it interesting because in the book of Mark where it says that, for us, how often do we think of, okay, the Holy Spirit just, you know, yeah, it's cool. Like, we have the Holy Spirit in us. Yay, right? All of you, oh, the Holy Spirit's in me. I can't see it. I can't feel it. I don't know anything about it. No, the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that ascended on Jesus like a dove that helped him to do all these miracles. Right? I mean, obviously, he's God, so he can do miracles. But the same Holy Spirit that came upon the apostles at Pentecost is in us today who believe in Christ. So if we're sitting there going, I can't preach to people. I can't talk to people. I don't have the strength. I don't have the power. I don't know what to say. You don't need to know what to say. The Holy Spirit knows what to say. The Holy Spirit will guide you. This is all you need to say. Lord, I know you would call me to talk to this person. Spirit, may you move. May you speak. Maybe your words and not mine. And what will happen is you'll see. You'll see the Spirit transform and the Spirit move and the Spirit use. We're all called to preach the gospel by how we live, how we act, and how we treat people. We're all called to preach. If we continue on in Acts chapter 10, we're going to look now at 44 through 48. And it says, even as Peter was saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the message. The Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles too. For they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. I want to pause there real quick. There is this rivalry going on between the Jews and the Gentiles. Like, we don't cross paths. If we do, get ready, boys. We're fighting, right? It's this bad blood. And these Jews are sitting there with Peter, and they're watching the Holy Spirit of God, fall on these Gentile people, going, hold on real quick. That's our gifting. That's only for us. Peter's like, no, 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 my friends. It's for everybody. Today I want to point out to you, no matter how far, no matter what you've done, no matter what you may feel, no matter anything in your life, you're chosen. You're worthy. You are loved. No matter what you may be feeling, man, I'm not good enough. You are good enough. Because if you weren't, then the work on that cross where Jesus died means nothing. And I'm telling you right now, that cross, it means a whole lot. It means freedom. It means love. It means justice. It means no shame, no condemnation. That cross means power for our lives. See, the Holy Spirit comes and it fills us up. Peter goes on to ask, can anyone object to their being baptized now that they have received the Holy Spirit just as we did? So he gave orders for them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Afterward, Cornelius asked him to stay with him for several days. Peter says, hey, can anyone object? You've seen the power. You've seen the glory. You've seen God move. Will you object to it? Church, today I want to ask us one thing. When we allow for the Holy Spirit to move, will you object? Or will you allow for him to use you and move you? My third and final point is this, that everybody can receive the Spirit. And what I mean by that is that everybody can come to know the Lord. Everybody can receive Christ today. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, I've done some pretty bad things in my life, some pretty stupid things. I've seen drug dealers, drug lords, people who are high up, fall at the feet of Jesus and say, I get it now. No matter what you may have think about yourself or what you've done, God still loves you. He still cares about you. And I know this may be weird because this church has been established for years, right? We were doing the math a couple weeks ago, and it's like 100, over 100 and some years old, almost 125, or I don't know, it's over 100. Maybe I'm like, yeah, Pastor, we all believe here. Okay. But I want us to ask this thing. If there is anyone that doesn't believe today, and I don't want to see your hands, but if there's someone here today that doesn't believe in Christ, maybe you're going, man, this pastor, he's weird. When's lunch? I'm waiting for my pot roast. I've smoked brisket on the smoker. But I ask you just to sit for a minute. And if the Spirit's working in you, will you receive him today? If the Spirit's working inside of you saying, man, you need to get right with me. Because that cross, my son died on that. Jesus died on that cross for you. And you can be filled and receive the Holy Spirit. As I close, I want to invite the band to come up. And I want to close with this. That oftentimes we may take for granted that the Holy Spirit's working inside of us. That oftentimes we may feel like the Holy Spirit can't save us, can't help us. That oftentimes we feel like the Holy Spirit's never there for us. Maybe you're like me and like those Jewish believers who judged wrongly. Maybe today you have someone in your head or your mind or a couple people who you know God's been telling you to talk to. Who you know the Spirit's been working on you to tell them about Jesus. And I want you to know this, that I encourage you to go do it this week. Not to build the church building. Not to build the church, but to build God's kingdom. See, at this church, we're all about building the kingdom of God. We're not in building a castle here in Dighton. And I love Pastor Jim's heart on that. So as we get ready to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, my hope, my prayer for us today is this, that we receive the Spirit and that we send the Spirit out with us to other people. That as we're talking to people, we help them to receive what we've already been given. And before we, and it's not in our notes here, but before we enter into worship, I just want to just give people the opportunity to receive Christ today. So will you bow your heads with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Jesus, we thank you for dying on the cross for our sins so that we can be free. And Lord, I pray today that if there's someone in this room or someone on the live stream or anybody that may hear this, Lord, in the future, that Father, today can be their day to receive your Spirit. And if that's you today, I just ask you to pray along with me and just say, Father, I know I'm a sinner and need a saving. Jesus, come into my heart and cleanse me, because I want to live in all eternity with you. Jesus, I claim you as Lord of my life today. Holy Spirit, may you come and fill me. Fill me up. I thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me of my sins and for dying on that cross for me. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I just ask you to simply put your hand up if you prayed that prayer with us today. Thank you. Thank you. And I encourage you after service to come find one of us. We want to follow up with you. We want to resource you and help you to walk this Christian life together. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and prepare our hearts again to worship you, Lord. It's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.